Few smallish New Jersey towns have major orchestras, choruses, and chamber music performances, but music lives in Princeton and in many guises, as the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns now reports.
What kind of music appeals to a community with perhaps the highest average IQ in the country? Well, it ain't necessarily esoteric. It's the unexpected, such as the ukulele virtuoso Jake Shimabukuro.
There's a ukulele boom. It's like people who tango. They're everywhere. There's the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain. There's 8 of them.
That's Bill Lockwood, who has programmed classical concerts at Princeton's McCarter Theater for decades, took a chance on ukuleles, and now has a local cult on his hands. Of course, Princeton has more conventional jazz and classical music, with visits every few months by the New Jersey Symphony, major chamber groups brought in by Princeton University Concerts, plus its own Princeton Symphony, where music director Rawson Milanov is doing some of the best work of his career. He has a remarkably free hand programming for his audience of super smart academics and Wall Street wizards.
Princeton has become this magnet, not only for this type of people, but I think for people coming from a driving distance.
Milanov found that audiences don't simply want a two-hour concert. They want a broad sense of context with how the music relates to other arts and the times in which it was written. Between public library lectures, museum exhibitions, there could be 5 or 6 events leading up to a symphonic program.
Music is not an entertainment for them. Music is a part of their intellectual curiosity.
And there's money.
The orchestra is so well funded. We have $2 million of endowment, and now they're going to make it 5. It was absolutely amazing, the response. Yeah. It's not even public yet.
Amid these halls of ivy, Albert Einstein is only one of many world-changing minds nurtured in Princeton. And down the street at Westminster Choir College, a certain conductor named Yannick Nézet-Séguin spent 2 formative summers. Resident academic types often show different sides of themselves off hours. At the Princeton Record Exchange, one of the great remaining record stores, I ran into Matthew Mullane, an architecture student who has a double life as a composer.
Well, it's an adventure each time I come here. I'm hoping to find maybe some musique concrète from France is what I'm really after today.
Princeton doesn't worry about being outclassed. Often, a hit in New York was nurtured first at the McCarter Theater, whether a play directed by Emily Mann or recitalists en route to Carnegie Hall.
Retsuko Uchida, for example, always likes to try out her Carnegie Hall recital in Princeton. So it's a quick hop out to Princeton for them. That's how we can present many of the concerts we do.
But as much as Lockwood seems to stay ahead of the trends, the Princeton public is sometimes one step ahead of him. Such was the case with the seemingly unknown jazz singer, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant.
It sold out almost immediately. This is a surprise to me, and the buzz is incredible about this woman.
I wanted love, and there it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is.
So keep your eye on Princeton. That artist's name that you don't recognize may open up new worlds, hidden under that genteel exterior.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.